Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi.
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 Oh my God, hey.
Hey, what up?
Whoa, fancy meeting you here.
Hi, it's so good to see you.
Oh my God, wow, hi.
And hear you up here in this headspace of mine.
Oh my God, I hear you in my headspace all the time.
Every time Brooke and I record, we get to go to this like magical alternate like dimension because we're in our headphones. We hear each other and ourselves in this alternate plane of reality and it's spoopy and fun.
Yeah. It's like... The Splatverse is that of...
The Splatverse.
Yes. The Splat Vortex.
Mm-hmm. The vacuum.
The black hole. Yeah, all those things.
Once you're in, your body's going to explode. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
I'm in a million pieces right now.
You're just being pulled apart by the particles.
It's amazing.
guys, Brooke... Do you want to? Okay, well, there are lots of exciting things, but I was going to say last time we left off, which was now 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, everyone, but thanks for being understanding. We'll make up for it somehow. you were waiting on some exciting news, and you've heard.
I heard the news. Oh, I was. Oh, I have so much to share.
I know. There's a lot that's happened.
You guys, I am officially a yoga teacher.
She Core
Power Yoga.
Wee-hoo.
Namaste. Teaching yoga. Bridge and I are just
so
like
excited.
Tenderly holding hands right now.
Our hands are surprisingly, well, my fingers are long because they're long, but very well matched, honestly.
Yeah. So I'm teaching yoga 3 times a week on the Upper West Side.
I'm so excited.
Find me on the Core Power website. Please don't murder me.
There you go.
But you have to pay, so maybe I'll murder you. Ooh, with yoga.
That's right.
But also, you know.
Stretches namaste. And inner calm. And
Yeah. I'm going to murder your
meditation.
Insides with my calmness.
That's what I've with my whole life to hear.
I'm a super calm energy, so.
That's sure true.
get it ready, your bodies and your mind.
There are so many lucky people in this city who are gonna get to take yoga classes from you.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm very nervous.
Understandably, I would also be so nervous. It's nice you have friends also doing it.
Yeah.
Who you can.
Yeah. And I also got to go to the Harry Potter opening this weekend.
Isn't that crazy?
It was amazing. I got to celebrate the Broadway opening and debut of the brother of the podcast.
We love him.
Who we love very much.
And it wasn't even certain you would be able to. It was like truly a magical.
I manifested that shit. I was
you
like,
did.
I was like, I will be at this opening.
Well, you were so like calm, and instead of being like outwardly grumpy, you were just like, you know, it's probably going to happen. And here's how we're going to make
Sunday,
it happen.
I was definitely sad.
Yeah.
And I was like, Alex and Alex were like bumbling around getting ready. And my parents were here. My mom kept FaceTiming me to like help her with her makeup. And I was just like in pajamas.
I would have
like,
been so grumpy.
I was just like lounging on the couch, be like, well, I'll be here, I guess. Enjoy the time. And then I was like, no, I'm going to get into a full face of makeup, so Bridget
great
and
exercise.
I
oh my gosh,
had
yes.
a photo shoot on Saturday with friend of the pod, Justin Schumann.
Check out
Jay Shoots if you want your photos taken. He also took my newer headshots.
Which are excellent.
Yes, they are. If I do say so myself.
You absolutely
do. Am I allowed to say that about my own
face?
Fuck
yeah, you are. Please say that.
So look out for some new content from us. But I left my entire makeup bag at Justin's on Saturday.
And it's
I was
quite
like,
a good collection.
Thank you. And I knew that I was probably going to have to wear makeup on Sunday for the party that I was planning on go to that I didn't know. And I, thanks to Birchbox.
Yep. Tiny little samples of goodness.
Tiny little samples and like scraps from around my apartment. I was able to luckily, the one thing I did leave in my apartment was my foundation.
Oh, good.
What do you think is the thing that's the hardest? I was ready to like go to a Sephora and like do my makeup. And I did my hair and I had a jumpsuit ready. Okay, so this jumpsuit broke halfway through the party.
No.
So Kyle came over and I was like zipping it. And I was like, it's like 3 years old. And the zippers, like, I could feel it warping.
Oh,
and, like,
no.
Right where the seam, like.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, this is a disaster. And Kyle was like, you're not allowed to pee at this party. And I was like, have you met me? And so every time I had to pee, my mom had to come with me to the bathroom and zip me back up. And then the last time I peed, we were just like, this won't zip. Literally, like, the bathroom attendant, like, was helping me zip up a woman from the book. It was, like, every time I was in the bathroom, it was, like, a bonding experience of women and zippers because everybody's been there.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, a clear – whatever. So the zipper, we were, like, this is the last – this romper's last stand. But we hooked it on the top, and then all of a sudden it was backless. And people kept – people were, like, oh, my God, that romper. And I was, like, yeah, sure.
Wow. Yep. That's a fun accident.
So thank you to –
that romper's given you so much.
Yeah, it has. I just have to thank, you know, sometimes you have to bite the bullet and ask your ex-boyfriend and if he can help you get into a party. And
sometimes he really fucking can.
So thanks to you, sir. I hope you don't listen to this podcast.
He certainly doesn't.
He certainly doesn't. So, yeah.
Yeah, big things. Good things.
So, yes, I did that. That happened. Alex, speaking of.
Yes.
Should we tell them what we're going to do in 2.5 weeks?
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited. I'm going to take a day off of work.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke's brother got us tickets to go to parts 1 and 2 of Harry Potter. There's one at 2 p.m. Part 1's at 2 p.m. and then part 2 is at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a day of magic.
It's going to be a day of magic. And then the next day, so I'm going on a trip.
You're going on a magic trip.
A magic trip.
Everything's
a regular trip.
Well, the crazy thing is you're going to my hometown.
Yeah.
You're going to have been to Portland so much more recently than I have.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I've been trying to go this summer or fall, but I got to figure it out.
Yeah. That week in May is going to be a big week. First Blat the podcast.
I'm so fucking psyched.
Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Splat the podcast, where me, Brooke.
And me, Bridget.
Talk about
Sex in the city. 10 years younger.
And 20 years later.
Got it, girl.
Kaku.
That's right. Here we are. We're returning. We just started season 4.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're on episode 2.
Oh, guys, happy belated 420. I hope you all are high as fuck.
Oh, yeah. And Brooke's beautiful work on Instagram really made me laugh because you posted it. Often we'll on Splat.
Oh.
The Instagram you posted.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was very good. Often we'll check in with each other before, but it was a surprise one and I looked at it and laughed.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you follow at Splat Podcast on Instagram? If not, you should.
If not, you're missing out, especially in coming times. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have some good stuff up our sleeves.
I'm really, really excited. What is this? It's called The Real Me?
This is called The Real Me. And we were talking about this. You said this is a lot of people's favorite episode, and I understand why.
This is a very popular episode. It's iconic. Season 4 is lit.
I was going to say, this feels like there's depth to this season in a new way.
I'm really excited about this. So I went to Book Culture yesterday and I got a new book. And I also got a pin of a little bunny reading a book and it says It's Lit on it.
Nice.
Because I love, you know, millennial jargon and I also love reading. And I love bunnies. So
wow, it all comes together.
What's a girl to do when all her favorite things come together? She buys the pin.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Alex is serving Bo Burnham right now at his restaurant. Oh, my God. I had such a crush on him.
I kind of still do.
Yeah, he can get it.
I've seen What so many times. When
what's that?
It's his first Netflix special. Have you ever watched it?
I don't think so.
Can we watch it or some of it after this?
Sure.
If we have time. Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. Well, we have second dinner.
Second dinner. Because we've made it a tradition that we either order. We have to. So a new rule of Splat is that you have to eat a rice-based meal.
That's right.
Whether it's a sushi or a burrito form. Yeah. Burrito. I got a burrito bowl.
Mm-hmm. I got a burrito.
And Bridget.
Bridget.
Bridget. put it in a cup. And now that's stuck. Where it is.
I didn't think about it. It's now face up, half eaten. But I figured out a very clever way to get it out, and we'll all be good. I love Bo Burnham.
He's
so smart and so young.
So smart and young. Did you see that thing that was posted today?
I saw him in Chicago once.
Oh.
It's very good.
Like in concert or like walking out on the street?
Oh, no, in concert.
Oh, cool. Is it a concert? Is that what you consider a show?
Well, that's what you said, so I went with it, you know?
Okay. Oh, did you see that thing that was posted on Instagram or on Facebook today? That was like the way that women are described, like film-splained. And no. I was like, she's so beautiful and smart and funny. She's so smart and funny. She's so beautiful and funny and smart. And it's like just like clips and clips and clips of people being described as, of women being described as beautiful, smart, and funny.
Woof.
I was like.
Woof or woof.
I mean, like, I guess that's true. Like, those are desirable qualities.
It's also just, it just makes you realize how lazy people are about writing. About women.
But like, if I were like, Bridget, what do you look for in a guy? You'd be like, I want to be handsome, smart, and funny.
And yeah.
I want him to be honest.
Yeah. And yeah, I want it all.
I want it all or nothing.
All or nothing, baby. And maybe do these women want it all or nothing too?
Should
we check in with them?
We have a call coming in from Samantha.
and from the real me. Here we go. Let's hit it.
Are the captions on? Dance music is playing. And the top of this room looks like a Reese's cup.
A little past 10, I was dressed to the 9 at Brassiere 8H. Carrie is in this
Okay,
club.
She's wearing a bra
it's
on top
so
of her.
Strange. On top of her, she's wearing like a regular kind of shirt and then a sort of bra corset.
She looks like ridiculous corset. She's with my favorite character in the whole series.
What was my brain doing?
Corset.
I love you very much. I just derailed Brooke. did that surprise you?
I have a letter, Miss Yorita, just for our daughter, Corset.
Yes, yes. yes, there is a corsel on a cloud.
A corsel.
If we're pronouncing it wrong, why not? Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
This is okay. Ouch. There's a very hot man on the stairs, and Carrie is out with Stanford.
My
sweet
favorite Stanford.
In a very
and
red jacket.
And he's being
jacket.
Self-deprecating about how this hot guy won't look at him.
This very hot guy on the stairs. And Carrie's kind of dressed for a funeral, but in a bra.
In the 1920s. Yeah. Okay. And then this woman who is a fashion show producer comes over. And the only way that I can describe her, this is super niche, but is if this show were happening today, uh-huh. It would be Anne Harada. If you understand who Anne Harada is, then you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
I think I do, but hang on. I'm going to have to Google really fast because I want to. She is so deeply aggressive.
I can't get over the fact that Carrie's wearing a literal bra on top, a strapless bra on top of her shirt.
A bright, a white lacy one on top of a black shirt.
And she's like dressed as like Bellatrix, but like who accidentally fell into a bra.
Anne Harada. Is that what you said?
Harada. H-A-R-A-D-A. I can't believe. This is a podcast about Anne Harada. So basically, not Anne Harada wants Carrie to be there.
Oh,
like doing
absolutely. Yeah.
A fashion show. Did you watch Smash, Bridget?
Yeah.
She's the stage manager.
Yeah, that's
Smash.
Why I recognize her. I was just going to say.
And she was the original Christmas Eve in Avenue Q, and she was one of the sisters in the Cinderella revival. Mm. And she's all around gem of human. Mm. She's like,
yeah, she's great. Okay, I'm back on track. So this woman is very aggressively trying to get Carrie to be in her fashion show.
So she's doing a fashion show that's half models, half regulars.
And the interesting thing is, I said this to Brooke last week when we were talking about the episode. Carrie doesn't react the way that I would expect her to. Because from the outside, this seems like something that would be right up Carrie's alley. But she is resistant to it the entire time. She is like very flattered, but she's like, no, no. And the woman manages to flatter her into it. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I'll call you next week. And Carrie's like, because Carrie's like, I've always been obsessed with these models, you know, and now
I might
get a chance to be.
Oh no, wait, play it. I need to see this outfit from far enough away. Now it looks like she's wearing
very super wide belt thing.
I don't care.
Anyway, it's ugly. So she gets talked into it and Stanford's like, oh, I'm so coming. And then we flash to brunch, of course.
And Samantha's like doing the whole 30.
Yeah, she's like, I'll just have a cup of hot water with lemon. Like,
the food at the diner or whatever there are isn't organic.
She says, last night I could not stop thinking about a Big Mac. Finally, I had to get dressed, go out and pick up a guy. I was like, girl, I feel you on the
Big
Mac.
And Miranda goes, talk about a happy meal. And so Samantha's like on a diet because she's getting nude photographs taken this week just for fun.
They're
and
like, what? You're going to do what?
Except Miranda's like not fazed.
Miranda's like, you're going to have postcards made up to hand out to prospective dates?
And she's like, and Samantha's like, no, this is for me. So am I old and my tits are in my shoes? I can look at it and say, damn, I was hot.
Miranda says, isn't that a little narcissistic? No one thinks it's narcissistic when you get your 7th grade picture taken. And Charlotte says, you weren't naked in that.
And Carrie goes, that we know of. They're like just like really rapport. And I think Samantha is like has a really good point.
I want Miranda's like wearing Miranda, an enormous I want it. Sweater that I want so much. And dumping ranch onto her salad.
And like really focused on eating. And she's the only one that has food.
None of the rest of them are. And she's just going to town. Carrie's really into pearls right now.
Yeah. And Carrie is tells them what's happening.
And about the show. And they're like, Carrie, you live for fashion. And she says, I do not. And they're like,
Charlotte's
come
like,
on.
Shut the fuck up, Carrie.
You absolutely, you drag us to fashion
Charlotte
shows.
Looks
like
so beautiful. Why is Miranda, what is this about?
I don't know what's happening. Well, Carrie tells them she's going to end up turning it down because she thought about it overnight. And they're like, why on earth would you turn it down? Like, what's the difference between strutting down a runway and the way you strut down Fifth Avenue?
And Carrie's like, I strut. And I was like, bitch.
Come on. You come know you do. On. It is a cultivated walk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're just really kind of like giving each other shit about various things, which is fun. Yeah. Carrie's like, I just can't imagine walking down a runway or while people sit there and judge you. And they point out that like she's one of the real people, so the point is no one would be judging her because everyone knows she's not a model. And they're like, exactly, I don't want to think people to see I don't know the difference between models and me.
And someone's like, who cares what people think? It's an amazing opportunity. And that she gets to keep the clothes.
She'll probably
get
to keep
the
clothes. And Carrie's like, oh my God, are you kidding me? Absolutely. So Miranda is working out at the gym.
And
sweating.
In very specific ways. And like.
In a ways where a prop person.
And she's has this
sweat
Walkman.
On her shirt. It's amazing.
It's amazing. And this hot guy's like checking around. They're at a crunch.
And they both have these really funny over ear sport headphones. Like, and
yeah.
It's great. And her bangs are like sticking out like hedgehoggy because she's all sweaty.
Yeah, because she's training for the marathon. So she's using the treadmill for more than 30 minutes, which like isn't supposed to be – is like that used to be – I guess it's still a rule at gyms. Like you shouldn't use the equipment for more than 30 minutes.
Right, at really busy ones.
I haven't been into a gym proper in a while.
Yeah. I don't have enough time ever to do more than 30 on one machine, you know, so I don't even think about it. But basically this guy is just hardcore flirting with her. And then she walks away and he's like, that's it?
Who does he look like? He looks like a hunky Dax Shepard.
Oh, uh-huh. I see it.
Daniel Travis isn't nobody. But he does look kind of familiar.
He does.
He looks like he's had a bad nose job.
Mm-hmm. But he's basically like, I think you're very sexy. So Miranda's just telling Carrie later on the phone.
And because she was like, I don't understand how you could think I was sexy. I wasn't wearing any makeup. I was sweaty. I can't believe
I was in like a $3 men's shirt from the store.
Yeah. Which I'm just like.
She says, okay. Yeah. So she says, men never think I'm sexy.
Smart. Yes. Cute. Sometimes. But sexy is the thing I try to get them to see me as. And I was like, I felt this in my like soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally, you saw this happen on Saturday. I was like,
yeah. You were like, I just want to have, like, I want to feel sexy.
I never feel sexy. That's not true. But I'm just, like, very much self-identify as cute. And for me, the two don't go together.
Yeah. I get that. I don't identify as cute, really. But I also don't identify as sexy. I don't know what it is that I feel like I am. But
yeah.
I don't know.
You're beautiful and regal and perfect.
I had the same thought about you.
I'm not regal by any means.
You can be fucking regal when you want to be. Are you kidding me?
I don't think I'm ever, I would never.
That is like a state of being. Oh my God. Yes, you can be regal. I have seen you be regal.
Wow.
You can command a room. You but can that command feel a situation.
Like, yes, that's fair. But I don't think that I would describe that as regal.
But the way you do it sometimes, like I've seen you do this.
Wow.
I'm going to fight to make you believe you're regal.
So what's happening in on Spot the Podcast right now is exactly what's happening on the show.
True. So Carrie is
20 years later.
Carrie is being like, listen.
And Carrie's being like, I'm going to hang up.
And Miranda says, sexy is the thing I try and get them to think of me as after I win them over with my personality, which I also, I feel.
Yeah.
Not exactly, but I just like the sentiment of it so hard.
Yeah.
So Carrie's smoking and writing at her computer.
And the apple is still upside down.
Upside down it is. And she's thinking about the way that we like mirror back our friends.
Yeah. So she's talking about Narcissus, a man so consumed with his own image.
He drowned in it.
Did he have no best friends to mirror back a healthier view of himself? And why is it that we can see our friends perfectly, but when it comes to ourselves, no matter how hard we look, do we ever see ourselves clearly? ? Shall we?
Yeah.
And I think the conversation that just happened mm-hmm. is a prime example mm-hmm. of no.
No.
I think that's like why I would love to be able to like find that within myself, but mm-hmm. I think that I don't.
No. And I think that doesn't mean that like we don't know ourselves or know parts of ourselves very well, but I think you definitely don't see yourself clearly. And especially when it comes to the concept of like what our friends see in us versus mm-hmm. us, I think certainly we are way harsher and more critical and more, but I always try and remember to not with friends so much as just in public that like the things I'm hyper-focused on in myself, like other people are also doing the same thing in their
like,
own heads.
It's
you
just
know?
Like, you're like, oh my God, all these people. But it's mm-hmm. like, those people no are probably just yeah. thinking about themselves. Like yeah. we just think about ourselves.
Yeah. We're just programmed that way. Yeah. But we don't see ourselves clearly. I don't think.
No, not at all. Which is sucks. I wish we could.
Mm-hmm.
And I think.
I think that's part of the whole human thing though, you know?
Yeah. Maybe when before I die, I'll be like, this is me. And mm-hmm. then I'll go.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows when?
Well, I also think because we're always changing, you know?
Ugh, yeah. Isn't that great that how we change?
Yeah. I do think so.
I genuinely think
yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I'm like,
sometimes it's really hard. And then I'm like, no, but no, well, no change, we have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, change is really hard and it takes a lot of work.
But it's really also comforting that I'm like not the person I was when I was 17. Thank
God.
Yeah, so.
Thank God. Or the person I was when I was 20.
Yeah, or 23 even. Thank God.
23 was good for yeah. me. 24 was like 23
no,
or 24.
No, but it's just good to know. So yeah, you evolve in like the way we recognize ourselves. And I also am like, the thing is, a lot of my identity is a reflection of the people who I spend the most time with.
Mm-hmm.
And that shifts
mm-hmm.
over time in different ways. And then it's always a little jarring when you like either get really close to or kind of drift away from someone. And then yeah. you're like, whoa, that's like a whole part of my personality that I either hold on to or let
yeah.
go of.
It's like really weird having like, and you know what this is like too, like having people that you're very, very close to be far away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I'm so, my personality is so influenced by like Lauren and Hillary, for example,
mm-hmm.
that like the fact that they live across the country, it's like very strange,
mm-hmm.
but it's like, they still make up part of who I am.
Totally. Yeah.
But like when Lauren and I lived together by the end of year one, she was like, I ruined her.
Yeah.
And she ruined
mean.
Me.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
like in the best way, of course, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's like maintaining that and like trying to find that in new people is really.
But it's so valuable. I think the best friends are the ones who do reflect back to you, not like just always nicely, but like honestly of
yeah.
who you are the best people. And I think that's what they have in each other. And the way that they rib each other is a really good example of mm-hmm. that too. But I feel what Carrie's saying really hard, this like, or what you were saying too, that like it's hard that we don't ever see ourselves.
Okay, so fun cameo.
In
Samantha's
the nice light.
Going to get her
nudes done,
and fucking Buster is her.
It's so funny.
Photographer.
It's so very funny. And she's so naked. Oh, my God.
She has such little nipples.
Yeah, it's Tony Hale. And he is young and wearing a backwards baseball cap and taking nude photographs
of Samantha.
She drops trow and is completely naked and like spreads her legs, puts one leg up and just goes to town. And neither of the guys are really into it is the funny thing.
Yeah, they're just like, this is another day at the office, which mm-hmm. is good. Carrie's wearing a sweatshirt that has Christmas trees on it and some kind of animal, which I'm assuming is a reindeer.
A reindeer.
Oh, grandma got run over by a reindeer.
It does look like some kind of deer for sure. But also, we've been getting a lot of one-on-ones with not just Miranda.
Yeah, this is and this a time Charlotte.
It's a Charlotte Carey one-on-one.
And they're talking about the gynecologist.
Which Charlotte has gone to see. And the gynecologist told, or no, has she not gone yet?
No, she's asking about the gynecologist.
Oh, right.
And she's at, so, and she asks if there's anyone Charlotte knows that, Stanford can go out with. And so now we have Charlotte going through her little black book and she calls Anthony Maritino her wedding gown stylist, also known as Mario Cantone.
Yes, who is wonderful and who you guys said would like come back and be important. Yeah.
And this was me today on the street with all these Bed Bath & Beyond bags.
Oh, yes. Look at those.
And this
one,
I think he's on the Upper West Side. I think he's at where, like, I think that's the Mormon church on 66th Street.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's really funny. And she's trying to sell Stanford to him. And he's like, she's like, he's adorable. And she says, who would play him in a movie?
Young Ed Harris.
And he's like, okay, I'm in. And so
she's like, that's hot.
Yeah. So she says, so they're all going to go to Carrie's fashion show together.
And Miranda's on a date with Carrie, calls him Captain Crunch, which is such a funny nickname.
Really funny. It's the guy from the gym and he's been super into her. And he kisses her in the doorway and it's really hot and heavy. He's very into her as he has been from the beginning. And then he says, God, you're so sexy, which is just like Miranda laughs. And I get that. She like puts her hand over her eyes. Ugh, and he says, you don't
so
think so?
Beautiful.
She really is. This hair is so good on
her. She is weird at kissing.
And
now that's been brought to my attention. I can't unsee it.
I don't know if it's just like a camera thing.
No, I don't think so. And ugh. Now Carrie's in a different outfit.
I mean, like an on-camera thing, you know, just like a weird.
Oh.
Yeah, Carrie's in like a full-length knit.
And Anne Hirata calls and is like.
Sweater thing with
and Carrie tries to turn it down and Anne Hirata's like, I mean, Dolce & Gabbana asked for you because the designers.
And she says, asked for me. And it turns out so the designers choose out of all of the models who they want to dress. So Dolce & Gabbana's designers have chosen Carrie. And she's like, oh, my
and
God.
And she's like, do I get to keep the outfit?
And she does. So as she calls her fuckette, yes, fuckette. And those are some picky Italians.
It's so funny. So now I think Carrie goes to her fitting. And who is there?
Who is the designer? Who's the designer, Brookie?
It's your friend and mine.
Everyone's favorite.
Alan Cumming.
Brooke loves Alan Cumming so much. This is a podcast about that. So he is the very
bleach blonde hair
designer.
And he's in his floop.
And an eyebrow ring.
Giving you floop realness.
Yes, and an airline hostess neckerchief. So he's dressing Carrie, and she's like, I'm very comfortable in heels. The higher, the better. Feel free to put me in the big gal shoes. And they say, walk, walk, walk. And the dress is long. It's a beautiful dress.
Oh, yeah.
It's gorgeous. But she can't really walk. And then Alan Cumming says, if we gave it to Heidi, we wouldn't have to take it up at all. And Carrie
like,
spins around.
It's a beautiful dress, but I would never wear it. I'm just not a big floral perk.
I'm not either. I wish I was. It's so beautiful on her, but everything is.
And so then a hot photographer comes in.
His name is Oscar. And he says, we're just calling me O now.
No, that's
Oh,
Alan.
No, sorry. That's Alan. What's...
We are on a first name basis.
Clearly.
So.
What's his name? Paul Denai. And Carrie's like, oh, I know all of your... What?
You can't Paul Denai it. Oh.
I was going to put him chin and then also high five. I fucked it up.
I like holding Bridget's hand today.
We're doing it. But Carrie, it turns out, he keeps like taking surprise photos of her and he's like, this is my new thing. Just taking surprise. I like taking candids. And she knows all of his work and she like references specific photos he's taken and he's very taken by her. And then Alan Cumming comes over and sticks his hand in Carrie's hair with a lit cigarette in it, which seems
That's
reckless.
Alan Cumming living on the edge.
So she's like, is this the dress?
Outfit.
And then he's like, no, I changed my mind. I have something better. And Paul can't deny it, is taking more candidates of Carrie.
And she's like, I really don't like getting my picture taken, which I just don't believe.
No, or that she's so uncomfortable on the runway. It's just, it's fascinating because this reveals some very specific insecurities in Carrie that are surprising.
Yeah.
Because they seem like they would fit in with her. But it's like she really seems to think of herself in this episode particularly as like a writer and not of this world, when anyone else, you know, her friends all think she's part of this world, et cetera.
Yeah. And so she like goes into smizing, and Alan Cumming shows her a different dress and she's like, oh, yay.
And then
Paul Dini asks her on a date and she says yes.
Yeah, they've been heavy flirting. So Carrie, nope. Charlotte has gone to the gynecologist.
And the gynecologist is like, vulvodynia.
She's like, a lot of women come in here with this thinking they have a yeast infection. And it's not that. It's this. We can get it under control.
So but I'm going to describe antidepressant a light for antidepressant, her vagina.
Which just is not really how that works.
I don't know what that even means. And so Charlotte's like, my vagina's depressed. And she has to keep a vagina journal.
The mood elevator sort of corrects the imbalance. Wait a minute, says Miranda smartly. How do you know your vagina's depressed?
It's like it can't meet a deadline. It always wants to go to
Krispy Kreme.
Charlotte's like, ha ha ha, it's so funny. My vagina's depressed. And I like this. This is one of those famous scenes where she's like, she has to keep a vagina journal. And Carrie goes, dear vagina, guess who I have a crush on? Yeah.
It's also cute because they keep really bursting out in laughter at things together, which is kind of funny.
Dear vagina, why so blue? It's so funny. No more like itchy today.
Not itchy. Sounds like a bestseller. So they're waiting on Samantha, and then Carrie's like, you know, could I have a hot water and lemon?
Which is the like appetite suppressant for the gods.
Right. And Charlotte's Miranda says, I'm fine, but Charlotte, maybe you would like something for your hoo-ha. and then Samantha runs in her metallic like chic, trench coat.
Tin man chic,
it's back.
My favorite aesthetic.
She's like, Charlotte,
use your curator eye. And she gives
with
her
this
like
magnifying glass to look at the negatives of my photos. And Charlotte's
like stunned.
Charlotte just pops her head up and she's like, that's not very arty. Yeah, literally.
And she's like, I just did it to warm up.
Oy, oy, oy,
Bridget.
Oy, oy, oy.
That was the other day. We haven't talked about it since we went to the aquarium together. I forget what I did. I was sitting in Bridget's bed waiting for her to come home.
I think I just was out of my room getting like water or something.
And something happened. Like I almost spilled on something. And I just went, oy, oy, oy.
And I just was right outside my door and heard it. And it was so funny. Yeah, that story translates well and is hilarious. But
wasn't that a great story?
Oy, oy, oy is a really good phrase. And you should insert it into your personal lexicon.
Aren't you guys so glad that we stopped talking about Sex and the City to tell you that story?
That's what they're here for, honestly.
Guys, fun fact. I love fish.
Brooke loves fish. And you would know that if you followed
Hotspot Podcast. Oh, come on. You've never seen yours. Okay.
This is a fun conversation. It's like, listen, Charlotte never read Our Bodies Ourselves, because all of the rest of them are like, hang on. You've never looked at your vagina.
I've never looked at my vagina.
Never? No. Never once?
Like, I've like looked at it.
Well,
but
yeah,
I've
but
never,
not like with a mirror.
I've never been like, let's get in there. Just like have no interest. I don't like vaginas.
Well, no, I mean me either. But you want to know like what's going on down there. I don't do it regularly. In fact, I did it when I was like 11, maybe, you know.
I mean, I guess maybe at one point, but it wasn't like something that I.
It's just like it's part of you, you know.
Yeah, it is. I have my hand on it right now.
But Charlotte's also 30. Yeah, that's right. Me too. Oh, no, my phone's on it. That's not my hand.
Sorry,
Lord.
Dad.
Yikes. So Charlotte is done.
Oh, yep.
And
Miranda's on her second date with not Dax Shepard.
She looks amazing.
She's
very
sexy
up.
And confident.
And he won't even kiss her.
And they have this really sad moment where she like closes her eyes and leans in. And then he like pulls away and she's like, oh. And she cheers at him. And she looks beautiful.
She does.
But this is like.
But he has just gone cold and she has no idea what's changed.
And Samantha goes to the frame
just because
store.
She was really confident and like leaned in first.
She feels sexy and it doesn't translate.
Yeah. So Carrie, oh my God, I am a nutcase tonight. Thank you. Whack me in the face. Samantha goes in to get one of her works framed and the guy framing it has really no reaction to the photo. whatsoever. Like, and she's like pointing out her nipple subtly and being
she
like,
looks unreal.
She really does.
I think I hope when I'm 45, I right can near get these ass. Done. Have you ever, you know, people do like boudoir photos. Is that for before a wedding?
It makes me think of that scene in Parks and Rec where they take very drunk Joan Calamezzo home to her room, and it's just like nude portraits of her, like oil paint portraits of her.
And so Carrie's on a date with Paul Dany, and she's talking about his own work.
More pearls. She's only worn pearls this episode.
Interesting.
She's going, she's flipping so through, like, cute. She's very cute. She's flipping through books of his work, and she, like, recognizes a bunch of, oh, no, it's her book. And he's like, I can't believe you have this. And she's like, I know, it's embarrassing.
Then this famous line, it's like, when I first moved to New York, I used to buy Vogue instead of dinner. It would fill me more. Mm-hmm. I was like, shut up, Carrie. I buy Chinese
and
food.
You think your world isn't fashion, and that's what I know, and you would, like, forego food for a Vogue? No, come
fuck
on.
You, Carrie.
You don't
fuck
see yourself
you.
At all, clearly. And he's like, I've just kind of moved on from doing model stuff. I've just, like, I like real people and their flaws and getting it caught off guard. And she's cute. She's very true to herself. And she's like, forget about that and tell me about the models. And he's like, I don't click and tell. Why are you so fascinated with the models?
And she's just like, I love them. She's so earnest.
Yeah, they're just beautiful.
And she doesn't think she's beautiful. And he shows her a picture of her
that he'd snapped earlier. He says, one model who's more alive. He says, show me one model who's more alive or beautiful than her.
And it's a picture of her. And she does. She looks beautiful.
It's so gorgeous.
And then he brings it close, very close to her face, and then presumably they kiss.
Yeah.
So now we're at the fashion show, and Carrie's like,
shows her badge, walks in.
Drinking Starbucks out of a cup with a straw, which I do. I'm just like
Carrie.
So
who's here? It's so predictable. And then she's telling him about the date, and he's like, a model dating a photographer. He's wearing a hideous mustard jacket that does not suit him.
Serving,
they do not dress him well.
He's serving character and clue
and
realness.
Very tiny. Yes, you're absolutely right. And very tiny red tinted
Colonel
glasses.
Colonel Mustard
round
in the
glasses.
Fashion show with the Starbucks cup.
That's it. And we're all dead.
How would you kill someone with a Starbucks cup?
Interesting question.
Oh, and Carrie does
suffocation.
Mention.
Suffocation. Put it over the nose and mouth. And wow. Press.
Okay. Cool. wow.
You fucking asked.
I know. So one thing we didn't mention was that Carrie with two Alan Cumming was like, I'll wear the highest heels imaginable.
And so she gets.
Is.
Yeah. So she is. They're extraordinarily high. She has like a rack with her name on it and her look. And she is like Fran Lebowitz. She's just saying all these designer. Oh, and no, sorry. Stanford is reading names on other racks. And Frank Rich, there are all these people who mean something really significant to Carrie. These are the other normal people, so-called, in this show.
Carrie's,
and she's like, I can't do this with them.
Why?
Because she's like, I actually convinced myself I belonged here. Like, these people are like famous columnists, you know, and like people who've been writing in the New York Times for 20 years. You know, like, these aren't just normal people.
And Anne Harrod is like, you're fabulous. Have a bottle of champagne. And Sam is like, well, you're no Heidi Klum.
But you're the modeliest of the real people. So the other real people are more
like,
normal,
like,
but also
yeah.
more prestigious than Carrie. And that's what she's afraid of, is that she's in this weird, like, middle ground.
Yeah.
So Samantha, the rest of her friends get there.
And yeah.
And Miranda's trying to explain to Samantha that she's like, suddenly I just wasn't sexy.
And these old women are like listening and like turn around.
I'm like, what is happening?
And
Samantha's like,
smiles.
You could lay your pussy on a table and men still wouldn't take it sometimes. They just don't know what the hell they want. And then it's one of the Dolce & Gabbana designers comes over and is like, there's been a change of plans. You're not wearing this beautiful dress. You're wearing this. And it's a literal pair of
sparkly
underwear.
Undies.
Nude colored.
And Alan Cumming's like, sorry, bitch. Dior has something similar.
Right before you. So you have to do something different. It's a fashion house of cards, love. And she's like, I cannot wear jeweled underwear. No. I just want you to look at them. Aren't they fantastic? They're both smoking inside right now backstage at this fashion show. She's like, how can I make this clear? Me no likey.
And Paul just like continues to take pictures of her when she's like stressed, and it's starting to like,
it's pretty annoying,
bother her, I think.
Yeah. She's like, no, please, really, I'm going to faint, which I would if I thought I was just going to be doing like a normal thing and
like
that was already out
of
my comfort zone. And then I walked in and I was supposed to be wearing
underwear.
And
Alan Cumming's like, you silly bitch.
They come with a fantastic coat. Trot round there and put them on. Trot on, trot, 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 trot. That's all he says in this whole entire thing.
Whoa.
she's like, I really don't think jeweled panties is it. And the hot assistant is talking to him in Italian.
Oh, my God.
Alan Cummings like, listen, if you look like a whale, we won't send you out there. She says, fantastic. And then he sees it and he says, fantastic. We need big hair, bigger hair. So she has her gorgeous natural hair.
And Mario Cantone and Charlotte show up and Stanford and Anthony make eye contact. And immediately Anthony's like,
sourpuss McGee about it. Yeah, he's so unhappy.
He doesn't look like this sweet Stanford looks is so sweet, but does not look like a young Ed Harris.
No.
And he's like, oh, you're Italian. And he's like Sicilian. And Stanford's like very sweet.
Oh, is that different? He's just trying to make conversation.
And Mario Cantone like cannot is just keep being his fucking rude.
He cannot keep his disgust down.
And Stanford leaves. And Mario Cantone like lashes out at Charlotte and is like, how dare you? That is not Ed Harris. And Charlotte's like, I thought you two had hit it off. And Mario Cantone goes, why? Because he's gay and I'm gay. Which is like, I think a really great, important point to make.
Me too. I'm surprised the show did it. But I like it because Charlotte's kind of like, is that wrong? Like she kind of had just done it. She was like, who do I know is gay? Stanford.
And so Carrie's getting her hair big. And Stanford's like, I can't believe she would set me up with such a queen. Is that who he thinks I would? That I would date such a queen?
And Carrie's getting her beautiful curls like straightened and blown out into this crazy bouffant. And she doesn't really look like her anymore. And Stanford's like honking down a donut that looks really good.
And Carrie wants more champagne. And she looks fucking beautiful.
She does. He's like,
big eyes, big hair, more. And Carrie's like very timid.
She's wearing her sweater tied around.
Which is not the first time that she's done that.
No, it's very strange.
I love getting my makeup done.
She talks to the guy and she's like, hi, you're a genius. I'm a writer. I'm obsessed with you. And he's like, oh no, listen.
I'm a big fan.
I'm going to make you look amazing.
And she's like, Stanford, nobody's looking at me. And she says,
nobody's listening to me. They just keep telling me I look fabulous because she just wants someone to acknowledge that she's insecure for a reason, I think. And no one's listening to her.
She's drinking champagne out of a straw. Oh. And she's like, and Stanford's like, you are fabulous. And so he sends Samantha back.
And this is like the most beautiful.
Well, first of all, Stanford is like,
where's your little friend?
And Charlotte's like, oh, he left.
He had to go. Stanford said, why? He didn't like me. No. And
she lies.
She says he had a decorating emergency.
She's just dumb. And he's like, I've been rejected by someone I wasn't interested in, which is.
I hate when that happens.
A real thing.
Oh, my God. Yes.
When you're like,
I didn't. I'm not.
This happened to me. I feel like this is what happened to me like in December when people were like, someone tried to set me up with someone and I like interact with him and I didn't like him, but the fact that he didn't like me made me like spiral out of control.
Yeah, that was a wild time, but it really can, because you're like, what the fuck, I wasn't even asking for this and I'm getting rejected.
You're being so rude.
Yeah, holy
when
shit,
it was
presumptuous.
Like, it would have been just like fucking fine. Yeah, but the fact that you don't like me makes me like, for me at least, I was like, well, now you have to like me.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
I put all this energy
into
this
like,
person
why?
Who literally sucked.
Was the awfulest. And luckily you didn't put energy in for long because he sucked so hard. He figured it out pretty fast.
And then I like left.
Yeah, bye. So Stanford knows he has been, you know, what's happened. Anyway, so they're getting ready to go. Everything's starting
back
up.
And they just have this like really beautiful moment.
It's super lovely because Carrie says the same thing again, like, no one's listening to me. And she's like, listen, you would tell me, right? So she has when she goes back, Carrie has her full thing on and she is wearing these underwear. She has a cute little like waisty blazer on. And
she looks
if you've
amazing.
Ever seen anything from this show, you've probably like seen this.
It's like royal blue, right?
Yeah, I think. Or black. And she has and like a beautiful like bra underneath, and the clothes are cool, and it's fun to see fashion show stuff. And
it's blue.
Oh yeah, you're totally right, it is blue.
And Samantha comes in and is just like,
she's just like tears up. She's like, you look amazing. She like can't even talk. She's like, honey, you're a model. Carrie says, you'd tell me, right? And she says, absolutely, but you're a model.
Like,
it's very like motherly,
I am,
almost
with my
it's
heels
so sweet.
And my hair, it's so sweet.
She says, I gotta get out of here, go model.
And it's like all the little like, it's like the boost of like confidence that Carrie needs. And then behind her comes Heidi Klum in the dress that said would look better on Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
And she's got brown hair.
And then Carrie and Heidi Klum's like, wow, those are fantastic. And Carrie says, really?
And Heidi Klum's like, do I look okay? And Carrie's like, and it's all like everybody feels that.
She says, you look fabulous, which is exactly what everyone's been saying to her all day.
Her tiny waist. And they like open the jacket up a little more. Carrie goes out. And then, so this is like one of the most famous like scenes. So Samantha's so cute. It's like, wait till you see our gal.
She looks amazing. She steps out and she looks so
real.
So good.
She takes four steps and then she eats it.
She absolutely eats it.
And Anne Harada goes, fuck, 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 fuck. She looks, I mean, just like.
She looks so good. And she has an insanely high skinny heels, which were her idea, she said. She really,
and then she just like
her foot comes out of the shoe and it's just attached around the ankle. And then they're like, Heidi, go,
and
go.
And Heidi Klum and fucking Paul Dania is like coming up and taking photos from the floor. And Heidi Klum just steps over
Carrie.
And it's really, really ridiculous. And she looks Paul Dania and goes, stop fucking taking my picture. And it's so powerful. And it's like, and then she's like, okay, she had a choice.
I could slink off the runway and let my inner model die, or I could pick myself up, flaws and all, and finish. And Samantha's like, are you okay? And she's like, well, yeah. She like kind of rolls her eyes, but so she's like, yes. She stands up. She has her one shoe on now, and she stands on her tiptoe, and everyone claps, and she just finishes
it.
Walking.
And the four of them stand up, and it's so sweet.
And then
sweet.
A bunch of people stand up, and everyone claps for her, and she really fucking nails it. She looks so good still. She manages to do it with one heel on instead of taking the other one off.
She apologizes and no, and she's just like, yeah, she fucking owns it.
And then Heidi gives her a high five, which is funny because she just literally stepped right over her 10 seconds earlier. And Carrie's laughing. And the woman who organized it is like happy now.
And she does an extra little spin and then she's like, and then she struts off and giggles and it's like very fucking funny.
And everyone's, you know.
And then we all lived happily ever after.
Turns out my little act of bravery inspired three other people to acts of bravery as well. So Miranda
goes to the guy and is like, what the fuck happened? And he was like, well, you just seemed like.
She was like, I thought we were having a good time. I'm really confused. And I never called because you never called. I guess that's fine. But I just have to know. Which is so bold. It's so good of her. Did I do
act
something?
Act of bravery. And he's like, no, I just.
We were sitting on the couch. And
you felt full of yourself. And it's like this fucking thing where it's like being confident in who you are. Uh-huh. And like for especially for someone like Miranda or like most people in the world who it's like really hard. Like especially I feel like for smart women to be like confident that they like to feel sexy. It comes off as like egotistical. Uh-huh. It's so fucked up.
This isn't as profound. But the 2018 version of this is like there are a billion screenshots. Especially like on Twitter of conversations with guys on dating app being like, you're so beautiful. And girls just responding like, thank you. And then being like, what the fuck? You know, like you're so conceited or like that's fucked up. Like that's, you're not supposed to take the compliment, like obscene things that people actually believe. But it's like a version of this where he was like her being confident translated into her being
full of herself.
Yeah. Which is insane.
So fucked up. I hate it. It makes me angry.
Yeah. But now she knows. And at least also she knows he's an asshole. She says, okay, glad we straightened that out.
And then Samantha orders a cheeseburger because she can finally eat. And then the delivery guy like goes and stares at her naked picture.
Because it's right inside the door where everyone is going to see it, where they come in.
And he goes, hey, nice ass. And he tips her more.
She goes, I didn't tip you enough, and gives him a 20.
And then Charlotte looks at her vagina.
Gets really intimate. She's so, wearing a cutie nightgown thing, too.
She looks so cute. Pulls a ponytail off better than anybody.
She really, really does. It's such a skill.
It like
just like Narcissus before her, Charlotte became so mesmerized by what she saw that
she fell over. Charlotte's such a fucking comic.
She is. And Carrie gets to keep the clothes, which is, of course, a pair of sparkly underwear and not a dress.
And now she's like strutting through her in her men's underwear.
Yep. She's like back into my real life to be real.
To be real.
And she's very just dancing cute. Through her apartment.
She's a model.
Super cute. And then she slams her bathroom door. And it's very like button on the episode, you know?
Yeah.
It's cutie cute. So a lot of good stuff in this episode. A lot of like other people see you versus how you see you. Mm-hmm. And friends as mirrors. And
mirror on the wall.
Yeah.
Who's the fairest of them all?
You.
No, you.
No.
speak. No. Who, me? No, you.
Whom you, Brooke.
Whom you, Bridget. if I learned anything. So Bridget and I got dinner with my parents and Alex and Alex and two of Alex's castmates. And Bridget and I were talking about the podcast. And fun fact, we now finish each other's sentences and or speak in unison.
True.
It was like really dumb.
It was a lot. Yeah, it was bound to happen. It's exactly what we were talking about earlier, where you like absorb things from other people.
Yeah. So speaking of people eating it, I don't think I've talked about this on the podcast yet, but I went to the opening of Carousel. I didn't go to the party, but I saw it. Mm-hmm. And as I was leaving the theater, so an older gentleman had fallen.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I told you this, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
And did I?
I think you did, but it's been a minute.
And I was like, oh, my God, like that. And then he stood up and he was laughing. I was like, phew, phew, phew. And it was John Lithgow.
Wait, what?
Did I not tell you? I was like, oh, my God, John Lithgow just ate it. Fun fact about John Lithgow, you know who what he's from. Shrek.
Oh, yep. You know what's coming? I'm so glad you said that. You know what's going to be on Netflix in May?
Shrek. Oh, my gosh. You know, should we have a special watch? Minisode where, where we watch Shrek?
Yeah, maybe.
A two hour. How long is Shrek? 15 hours? We just do all the Shreks.
All three of them. Just take a pause. There's from Sex and the City. Oh, my God. I forgot. I never saw the fourth. The second is my favorite. I've said this before.
It's Shrek 2, Shrek 3. What's Shrek 3? And then there's Shrek Forever After, which is the fourth one. I don't know what the third one is.
Back in the Habit.
Shrek 2, Back in the Habit. Yeah. Sister Act 2, Shrek in the
Shrek
Habit.
Shrek in the Habit, yeah. Shrek in the Habit.
Shrek in the Joyful, joyful Lord, we adore thee.
I'm a believer. Oh, the bits don't die around here. Ploppability?
I think, I mean.
Very ploppable.
Like, super ploppable. I just, like. Not like probable to like us living in a world where we would be in fashion shows.
No, definitely not. But
yeah,
honestly adjacent to people who are, so it's not out of the frame of like my imagination, you
know? Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, no.
Who did you resonate with, Bridget?
I don't know if it was anyone really. Well, no, Miranda.
Me too.
Definitely Miranda.
Me too.
And also just like some of the. Just general concepts of this felt very true to my life. But Miranda.
True to my life. I must be true to my life.
That's right.
Miranda. I said that.
Yeah, no, I just was saying yeah.
Oh, yeah. Consensus. Are you reading anything?
My sister has a really good collection of some of our favorite like novels from when we were kids. Mm-hmm. And I just reread Walk Two Moons by Sharon Creech, which is a favorite. And I'm rereading Jacob Have I Loved right now, which is a favorite. It's such a good shelf. I'm going to go back to reading adult books soon, but I love these books so much. Yeah. We have so many good ones.
Cool.
What about you? Oh, you're reading two things.
I'm reading two books because I started Sweet Bitter, which I like, but they're turning into a TV show. And literally a day after I started reading it, I saw ads for it all over
the
subway.
Everywhere.
And so I'm too embarrassed to read it out in the public. So it's my home book. And then on the train.
I love the phrase. It's my home book.
I'm
so much.
Reading this book called Edinburgh, which is a sad book about a gay people getting sexually assaulted.
Ooh, yeah.
Fun. Spring.
Yeah. Well, they said you'd like it if you liked
A Little Life.
Yeah.
And Lolita and Giovanni's Room, which are all about like just like pain.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm looking just like bop, just like food and you know.
Do you like Sweet Bitter?
So far, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard.
I know
things.
Enough people that like work in the restaurant industry that I find it interesting. Mm-hmm. Delty's Upsies, Delty's Downsies.
Delty's Upsies is probably honestly just that we got those tickets and then we're gonna go see HP. Delty's Downsies is pretty much literally everything.
Bridget got to watch me make out with her best friend this weekend.
I did. That was really fun. We had a great day on Saturday. We loved that.
I almost pooped my pants.
Like, oh my God,
that's
was
that's my Delta down. Is that I literally almost shit my pants. Yeah, in the subway.
It was a crazy day,
man.
And I carried a suitcase everywhere. It was good though.
It
dragged
was fun.
Me out of a
yeah,
garbage
and so
pit.
we filmed a short film,
which was fun
at our friend Jesse's apartment, and I had to make out with Bridget's roommate. Ari.
Roommate of the pod Ari.
And it was really funny.
It was very funny.
It
was super fun. Ari brought an assortment of minted options, and
it was really cute.
It was very funny.
He's a nice boy.
He's a good egg. That's it. What's your adulties ups and downs?
My adulties upsies is just, I have a lot of, I got to have this opening and I booked these plane tickets.
So many good things.
So I have a lot. And yoga. And then my delta down is my room's really messy.
I cleaned my room last
night.
And
I think this romper that I wore has to retire. Sad. Bridget.
Yes.
Miss Social Media, ma'am. Are you there?
She's here.
How?
I'm going to be communing with her because she's spirit world. So just like.
Okay. Gotcha. How can we find you on social media?
Twitter.
Yes.
Mrs. Burt Macklin.
Love it.
Instagram.
Yeah.
BridgetM37.
Yeah.
Oh, that was exhausting.
Oh my God. That's the power of Carrie condemns you.
Where can I find you, Rookie?
You can find me Twitter, Brooke_Wiseman. Instagram, BrookeWiseman. _.
And if you put the underscore, I'm going to slide you into a mason jar like a burrito and you'll never get out.
Just like this burrito. And collectively, we are at Splat Podcast on Twitter, on Instagram, and at gmail.com.
Please rate, review, subscribe. Please leave comments and email us. And
just like
we
engage.
Just love you guys.
We love you.
Please engage us. Please get down on the knees.
Get down on bended knee and ask us for our hand. But don't forget to ask for our blessing. Yes. The other's blessing.
The other's blessing. That's who do you that think? Phrase. The other.
The other.
Who do I think what?
Like, would if someone were to ask Splat the Podcast for their hand in marriage, like, whose blessing would they need?
I feel like there are a couple of answers I have to that.
I'm curious.
I feel like Sam, yeah. Agnes.
Maybe my dad.
Your dad. Us.
Us?
We're going to eat second dinner and watch Bo Burnham.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.